Assalamu alaikum, dear viewers of the program Lifestyle. Warm welcomes to all of you. We are going to be cooking a warm and soothing recipe today, inshallah. It's going to be carrot cake, and it's actually my favorite recipe of carrot cake, along with cinnamon milk. So today, like I said, we're going to be doing carrot cake, but I wanted to do like the full version. I wanted to incorporate raisins and also walnuts, because I personally like the little crunch that comes under your teeth when you're having a cake. Like, I like to bite into something and then have something crunchy. But if you're allergic to nuts, if you do not like the crunch in nuts, by all means, leave it out. I have 4 eggs here that I'm going to add to my mixing bowl. I love my mixing bowl, my stand mixer, because I'm too lazy to whisk with my hands. So here I have 1.5 cups of sugar, but you can, if you're like the American who likes to do like super sweet, go ahead, use 2 cups of sugar. If you're like me, I like the less sweet one, I'm using 1.5 cups.
You can even use a quarter cup of sugar.
I'm going to go ahead and start my mixer. All right, you can sort of like whisk it with your hands. It's always possible like that. It does work, but to me, like I told you, I even proof the quick yeast because I just want to be sure. You know, like they're chemicals, you can't really trust them. So I like to beat my sugar and my eggs for quite a long time so they're actually really nice and puffy and bubbly. And that is what results in a really nice and airy cake. So there's 2 elements to having an aired cake, an aerated cake. First of all, it's the sugar and the eggs that you have to really whip up nicely. That's why I'm saying I love my stand mixer, because you know, like even if you have those machines, you have to stand there, but this, like, you can just leave it here and it'll do its thing. So I'm going to let this whip up. I'm going to add a few drops of vanilla extract to it. You can also always use like vanilla pods, fresh vanilla pods.
And please mention once more the vanilla extract in other countries that may contain some alcohol.
If you're buying vanilla from a non-Muslim country, be careful, because it is actually prepared with some sort of alcoholic element, so it's haram to use. Obviously, you can always use vanilla powder,
glycerin they put
but
in.
Like the recipes that you see for homemade vanilla extract, they put it in some sort of like brandy or some sort of alcohol. So the vanilla powder works as well, but this one that I have, it's really strong, and as you saw, I just use like a few drops, maybe 1/8 of a teaspoon.
But you can find the vegetarian ones that don't have the alcohol in the health food stores in the West.
So as you can see, this it sort of reached the ribbon stage. The ribbon stage, if I want to explain it, is that when you put the head of your stand mixer inside, when you bring it out, it falls back in the shape of a ribbon. So if I were to like move it around, you could see that.
Yeah,
it,
I was wondering what ribbon is.
Yeah, that means that your egg and your sugar is ready to go for the next stuff, the next stage of stuff. So here, while you guys were talking, a lot of things happened here. I went ahead and I oiled my pan. I used tahini, like I said, a mixture. Today I used a mixture of tahini and olive oil to oil my pan. This is a cast iron pan that I saw and I totally fell in love with. And I think that it's going to look really beautiful, inshallah, if it delivers and turns back properly, I hope. So this is a cast iron, and as you know, using cast iron is really great. So I'm going to take this out of the way. You can use wheat flour, wheat
to decorate.
No, I'm talking about the recipe. I have here 1.75 cups of flour. Okay, why? Because like I said, I always use bran. Okay, I like to use bran in my recipe because this is
healthier.
This is cake flour. Actually, it's not cake flour as in it contains
baking powder.
Yeah. So I'm gonna sift my dry ingredients. Remember that I said that there are 2 elements to an like a puffy and a nice light cake. First of all, it's reaching sort of the ribbon stage, but the ribbon stage actually it's for you know, when you sort of like heat it up a little bit, it does apply to this as well. And the second element is sifting your dry ingredients. This is so important. I can't insist on this more, because sometimes flour tends to stick. I have 2 teaspoons of baking powder, mm-hmm. 1 teaspoon of baking soda. Actually, this was my baking powder. That was my 1 teaspoon of baking soda. If you're using a 1/2 teaspoon of baking soda, you can replace it with 1 teaspoon of baking powder. But this is a very little amount of baking soda in a lot of ingredients. I'm sure, like, if you want to be super healthy, you can leave that out. But I'm just going to use it. Mm-hmm. And then I have my cinnamon. So here I have 1.5 tablespoons of cinnamon, because I love cinnamony flavors. Yes. Like I said,
cinnamony recipes.
Well, it's healthy too.
Yeah. And then I have my
freshly ground. It smells
great. I have my 1/4 cups of wheat bran that I'm just going to put in here. I don't need to sift that. And I have 1/4 teaspoon of salt that goes right there. And then I have, what do you call this? I forgot the name.
Nutmeg.
Thank you. Yes, nutmeg. There, you can also add like allspice, or you can add like, sometimes I just add like pumpkin pie spice, because it's like pumpkin pie is meant to be like really flavorsome. Sometimes I add that. So it's always but best to freshly grate your nutmeg. It gives like
The zest. The
best aroma.
But we can use the powder ones as well.
You can find powder ones.
You want to go powder everything?
That's the easier, best one, because I don't need to go to the groceries, to buy stuff.
I know, but...
Yes, you're right.
Well, I think generally people are more interested in healthy recipes, no?
These days.
Huh? Right. Especially moms.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so remember what I said with the strawberry donuts? If you follow that program, that I said you have to add your chopped strawberries to your flour so that it doesn't sink to the bottom. That rule always applies when you're adding something solid to your ingredients. So I added my walnut and my raisins. So I'm just going to give that a quick mix there. I'm adding 3/4 cups of oil to my recipe. You can add as much as 1.25 cups of oil. But I think that amount is crazy, with all due respect. Yeah. So I'm just going to...
How much are you putting?
3/4 cups.
Fatima, I think if you add olive oil, it's going to make the texture of the cake very like
soggy.
Soggy.
Mm. Yeah, maybe.
Some people put mayonnaise in.
Mayonnaise.
Yeah, those are recipes. There are some recipes that use like mayonnaise. So I am
pouring banana, but it's apple sauce. Like the taste of banana.
Oh yeah, good point. You can replace oil with applesauce in cakes. By the way,
sauce,
thanks for
yes.
bringing that point up.
I didn't. You did.
You can leave out the oil, but to be honest, like, I'm not that like healthy. I'm not that of a healthy person, so I like the cake to be moist, you know, like that's the point of eating a cake. You can replace the whole amount of oil with applesauce, which I do not recommend. I recommend, if you want to use applesauce, for example, use 1/2 cup of applesauce and 1/4 cup of your oil.
All right.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah.
So I'm going to mix that. I'm going to start adding my dry ingredients to the wet ingredients.
You're not going to use the mixer?
Wait, I am. I'm too lazy, I told you. I love my stand mixer. The thing is, what I like to do is I like to give it a whisk with this outside, because then flour is just going to go like everywhere. So I'm just going to mix that enough. We don't need to like beat this and whip this for a long time, just so that the flour is incorporated. And then I'm going to start adding my carrots.
The eye
this
remedy.
This is 3 cups of carrots. It's a lot of carrot, but
so that
it's
makes
gonna,
them really moist, yeah. actually. Yeah.
It's going to turn out to be... As you see, my carrots are quite small, shredded. I don't think that if you shred them too large, they will melt that well.
Mm-hmm.
So be careful about the size of shredding that you use. I'm going to make sure to use a like proper amount of tahini for my cast iron, because this is not a non-stick pan. And I'm going to make sure everywhere has enough.
I think this is a great idea, the tahini.
Yeah, yes. I know, and it really does work. It really does work. Okay, so I am going to transfer my batter inside my pan. And I think you can also make it in form of a flat sheet. It can cook in less time. Here I have, I'm using a bundt pan that has a hole in the middle. This actually helps to make everywhere, all the parts of the cake cook evenly, and it looks beautiful.
Yes, you're right.
You have to always consider the amount of batter that you have and the size of your pan.
Yeah, right? I follow the recipes, but I wonder why
Even,
it doesn't come
it depends
out the way
on the
I
oven
want it.
Sometimes, yeah. Yeah. I divide mine and then put the stuffing in the middle and put them together.
Right.
I'm nice going to trick. Put it in a preheated oven, which for 170 degrees for about 40 minutes to 1 hour, depending on how hot or how cold, how hot your oven gets. We're going to be doing a really warm recipe today, and especially in the cold weather, it's very important to do like to have things that are warm in nature, and they keep your body warm and they keep your stomach warm. Because a lot of times, we are not careful about the nature of the food that we eat, so our stomachs tend to get colder. These are like things that you learn in traditional medicine or Islamic medicine, which are actually really, really practical. And I think that more and more people and more doctors are tending towards, accepting the fact that these really work. So we're going to be doing cinnamon honey milk, right? This is a really, really warm, it's a soothing drink. It's really delicious. It goes great with everything. You don't always have to have milk chocolate or coffee or tea. You can, we're trying to show like options. So I'm going to be using some nutmeg, just a little bit, because I like the kick it gives to the drink.
I love this drink. It's one of my favorites.
Yeah. If you want, you can leave it out. You know, some people may find it like too strong. So here I have like about 2 cups of milk that is already like it's very warm. And I've put candles underneath here to keep it warm. I'm going to add to this half a tablespoon of cinnamon. You can actually I'm not going to add all of it. I'm going to put like 1 teaspoon of milk. And I have 1 tablespoon of
cinnamon.
The cinnamon I said, I actually had a tablespoon, but I think it's too much. It's actually, I do love cinnamon.
You added, you think it's too much?
Yeah, finally I think it's too much.
Which one is better, the powdered cinnamon or like the unpowdered, like the sticks?
Yeah. All right, so the powdered ones give more flavor because mm-hmm. obviously there's a lot of surface to touch the milk, because it's grinded. That's the probe. The negative part of using powder is that it will make your milk a little mm-hmm. brown. Mm-hmm. So if you use sticks, it'll be whiter, but a little less flavor. Or you can actually boil it together. So I'm going to say Bismillah. I'm just going to give it a few flops. So if the camera can show it, see, it's jumping up. So it's actually not stuck to the bottom, alhamdulillah.
So do you recommend I say Bismillah and leave the tahini out?
No, of course not. I'm just going to use this piece of paper because, sometimes like the bottom of your cake, actually the top of the bottom, which becomes the top of the cake, which becomes the bottom when you turn it over, it gets really soggy. Mm-hmm. So if you use those papers, it's both pretty and ready.
Yes, Bismillah.
Bismillah.
Bismillah. Don't make me stressed.
Do you need any help? She'll help you.
All right.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Okay, so as I said in this recipe, I'm using raisins. And since we're talking about pregnancy, raisins are actually really, really recommended to have when you're pregnant. And also it's great because it increases the memory of
Wow.
the child. Yay.
Oh, that's great.
Inshallah. Very good. Tap on my own shoulder.
Yes.
Good job, Fatima. Yeah, it looks beautiful.
Yeah. Like a rose. It's a rose.
It's a really beautiful
shape. So I'm just going to keep it really simple today. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to sprinkle it with some powdered sugar. You can sprinkle it with some more cinnamon.
Or chocolate powder.
Chocolate powder, yes.
Or cream, whipped cream.
Or cream cheese frosting.
Keeping it simple, we said.
What's the one you always like? Glaze. But come on.
Yes.
Yeah, chocolate glaze. Double chocolate fudge. Okay, that's it.
We're
going
to get to that too. But like I said, I kept the special recipe for the cream cheese frosting, which is a great recipe that I have, because a lot of the recipes that I see out there, they have like, I don't know, 4 cups of sugar, seriously?
Yeah.
So I'm going to teach you a method, inshallah, but I'm going to leave that for a special occasion. So like I said, that in the narrations...
You have cinnamon in there? Or
no, this is just powdered sugar.
Okay.
Like I said in the riwayat, it's recommended to have raisins when you're pregnant. Also, raisins in general are recommended to have because they're full of nutritious value. And
the second food
the cinnamon milk that we made is now ready. And I have 2 cups because, again, in the riwayat, we have that it's better not to eat your food alone. So
really?
It's always good to have it with your shared one. And so since I used cinnamon powder, I'm going to use a small sieve to pour it inside, okay? Mm-hmm. To pour the milk inside. And then we're ready to cut through it.
Inshallah.
To eat alone or to eat in the marketplace, actually, a sign of miserliness, because it means that you're only thinking about yourself and you're swallowing it down, so no, you don't have to share it, right? So
then one
it's
point
the same
is
thing, it's about generosity.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And one also another thing, the saying, the verse of the Quran, فَلْيَنْتُرِ الْإِنسَانُ إِلَى طَعَامِهِ, to look at your food when you're having it, you know, like, so actually I think, you know, spending time on making your food look nice is a good thing. It's a recommended thing because it actually attracts you to looking at your food and
yes,
having
it. Yes, they say you are what you eat.
I hope that you enjoy our programs and you watch them, you make our recipes, our healthy version of recipes, along with the Islamic tips that we share with you. And we are using a lot of very special ingredients in our shows, which may not be easily accessible in the West. That's why we have thought about making it available to all of you brothers and sisters through a website called Basalam, B-A-S-A-L-A-M, and they ship worldwide. So wherever in the world it is that you are living, we are going to ship our highest quality of ingredients to your doorstep. Thank you very much for joining us. This is Lifestyle.